Weather conditions across the northeastern portions of the plains, upper Midwest, and even southeastern parts of Canada's prairies looks to be very tranquil and pleasant over this next several-day period. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Some very nice conditions are expected. Today's forecast models are very consistent, suggesting that there will not be an organized precipitation event in the region through at least Wednesday of next week, and even Thursday. Day looks to be relatively dry bias. We'll expect temperatures during much of this period of time to run in the 50s and 60s each afternoon, and that is expected to take place all the way through Tuesday. We may see a little bit of a change occur as we get out towards Wednesday and Thursday, with some cooling expected to take place from northwest to southeast across the region. Thursday of next week would be the coolest day, and some temperatures in the central and western parts of North Dakota may be stuck in some upper 30 and 40 degree readings. Now, that's too far out in time to really have a great deal of confidence in the outlook there on temperatures for Thursday, but that's the trend. So we will be very pleasant until we get to the second half of next week, and even that cool off is not very impressive. We're expecting to see low temperatures to frequently be in the 30s and 40s across a big part of the northern plains. We will see some freezes once in a while, but it does not look to be very impressive, though, and most of the coolest air will hold back into Montana and some of the westernmost fringes of the Dakotas, and that would occur as Sunday, and then maybe occurring again later next week when some reinforcing cool air shows up, and that'll be Wednesday into Friday of next week. Now, most other areas in key U.S. crop areas are expecting to see pleasant weather as well. In fact, I do not expect to see much moisture in the U.S. Midwest, with the exception of the Delta and a few areas in the lowermost Ohio River Valley, where we'll see a little bit of precipitation occurring as we go through the weekend, and moisture totals will not be enough to seriously improve water levels on the lower Mississippi River, but there will be some 1 to 1.5 inch totals occurring across the lower Mississippi River Valley. We'll look for maybe a follow-up system in that same area occurring a little bit late next week, but it doesn't look very impressive, and it looks like hard red winter wheat areas in the plains are going to stay basically dry, and so will a big part of Argentina. Brazil is going to see widespread precipitation, but back in Argentina, by the way, there will be a cold surge taking place late this weekend into the early part of next week, and that promises to bring frost and freezes to many grain and oilseed production areas, and we'll be hearing more about that early next week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.